This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 16th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As of this hour, the skies over Tel Aviv are clear, with a gentle breeze making for pleasant outdoor conditions. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly. The northern city of Haifa is enjoying similar weather. Now, here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, earlier today, the IDF reports continued attacks on troops in South Lebanon by Hezbollah. Beirut claims one person died in an Israeli strike on a car. Also from Ynet, earlier this hour, the CIA raises doubts about Iran's commitment to a new deal. Intelligence assessments question Tehran's readiness for nuclear concessions. Also this hour, The Forward reports President Trump plans to speak with Hezbollah. This comes amid ongoing peace efforts involving Iran. Separately, I-24 News reveals a senior U.S. official says Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon is not a condition of the Iran deal. This comes as tensions continue in the region. And finally, from Axios, Iran launches missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This move might unravel ongoing negotiations. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global posted earlier today about the CIA's doubts regarding Iran's deal commitment. They highlighted concerns over Tehran's nuclear concessions. Ahmed Fouad Al-Khatib posted just minutes ago discussing a shift in the Democratic Party's stance on the Israel-Palestine conflict. He warns about the normalization of extremist narratives. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in a retweet from earlier today, reaffirmed his commitment to preventing Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. He stressed that this remains his top priority. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, the situation in South Lebanon remains tense as Hezbollah continues its attacks. The IDF is responding, and tensions are high following the death reported by Beirut. This development risks further escalation in the region. Turning to the CIA's assessment reported by Ynet, questions about Iran's willingness to make nuclear concessions cast a shadow over the U.S.'s New Deal efforts. This skepticism could impact diplomatic relations and the stability of the agreement. Meanwhile, President Trump's intention to speak with Hezbollah, as reported by The Forward, adds a complex layer to the peace efforts. His approach could influence negotiations and impact regional alliances. In a related development, I-24 News highlights that Israel's troop presence in Lebanon is not tied to the Iran deal. This statement suggests ongoing diplomatic maneuvers and reflects the intricate nature of international negotiations. Finally, Axios reports on Iran's missile launch at Israel. This aggressive act threatens to derail peace talks and could lead to renewed conflict. The region remains on edge as Israel considers its response. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports that SpaceX is preparing for an IPO, setting new records in valuation and expectations. The company's moves in AI and space ventures are under close scrutiny. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that Israeli haircare brand Redefine will launch its products in Costco, Canada. This is a significant boost for Israeli exporters amidst global challenges. And finally, from Globes, NewMed Energy seeks to renegotiate gas prices due to the strengthening shekel. This reflects ongoing adjustments in Israel's energy sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.